We have previously learned the concept of Hashoka, and it has two applications in reference to a mikveh. One is when you have mayim which is she'uvim, and you want to create that the mayim she'uvim should have the same halacha as mikveh water. So if you are meshikit, if you allow it to touch to water of megishamim, which has the measurement of 40 so, so then all the water becomes mikveh water. There's another concept of Hashoka, which is what our Mishnah deals with, and that's when you have Mayim Tameim. You have water which is Tameh. As long as it is Mushak to a mikveh of Mayim Tahirim, it becomes Tahir. So the Mishnah, Beishamai Oimrim. Beishamai says, Ein Matvilim, and when the Mishnah says Matvilim, doesn't literally mean immerse, it means the concept of Hashoka does not exist by Chamin Betzainen. If you have hot water, which are Tameh, you can't vimeshik it to cold water. It's considered two different types of water, and therefore there's no compatibility, and it will not have an effective hashoka to be metaher the hot water. And the same is true in the opposite case. If you have cold water, which is tamei bechamin, in a hot mikveh, you cannot perform hashoka under those type of circumstances. Similarly, lo yofim veroyim. Good water, sweet water, cannot be mushik to bad water, meaning water which is bitter. V'loy royim, and not water which is bitter. V'yofim, in water which is sweet. Again, because they're considered two different types of water, and hashoka is not feasible to be metar one from the other. Beisil oim matvil. Beisil disagrees with Beisham, and they hold that you could, yes, be toivil, because they are nevertheless water. Continues the Mishnah. Kli, if you have a keli, shumoli mashkin, that's full of other types of liquids other than water, v'hit viloi, and he was tevelit, so there's no concept of hashoka for other mashkin, and therefore, ki'iloi taval, the water, the other liquids inside this keli are not considered mushik to the mikveh, and therefore they act as a barrier, as a chatzitza between the mikveh water and this keli, and the tefillah is not effective. Mole meir aglayim, what happens if it's full of urine? So then, it's just considered like water, which is discolored. So royin oisam ki ilu hein mayim, and we see this as if it is water, and therefore hashoka would be feasible under this type of hashoka. The Mishnah continues, molei mechatos. What happens if the keli is full of the water of chatos, which is the well water, which is mixed with the ashes of the para aduma? So then, because of its chashivas, it's even though it's a water solution, a water-based solution, nevertheless, it is considered chatzitza. However, ad sheyirbu hamayim, if water overpowers the and acts as a majority against the mechatos, which is in the keli, so then, ad sheyirbu hamayim mechatos, if there is a majority of water over the mechatos, so then we consider it bottle, and the tefillah would be a good hashoka, and the water inside would become tor. Even if you have a keli which can hold in it a measurement of 30 so'im, and there's only a revius halug of mechatos inside, it doesn't become bottle. So therefore, it will not become mushik to the water of the mikveh, and its tumah will not leave it. Mesechtos Mikvois, Perik Yud, Mishnah Zayin. We know that Chachamim said that there's a gezeira, if a person eats oichlam tameim or he drinks mashkim tameim, that his body becomes posel and becomes tamei from eating truma, but it's only if he ingested a particular amount. We are familiar with the shir of achilas pras in the lashon of the Mishnah. Pras means hef, which is a hef of a loaf of bread, which is mazon Beisudis. Chotzi pras is the shear of how much food one has to ingest in order to become tomei midrabanon by ingesting tomei foods. And chotzi pras is a shear suda. So, again, one more time. A kikar has in it a shear of beisudis. Machtzis a pras. A pras. In other words, is half of a kika which has mazon kedei suda achas, and then a chotzi pras is a half a shir suda. So the Mishnah says, kol ha'oichlin mitzdarfin livsel es hagviya b'shir kechotzi pras. All different types of food, which are tameh, if a person eats them, can all gather together to amount to the requisite shear of chatzi pras in order to be matama of the person that eats it from eating truma. Kol hamashkin, all different types of liquid. We know there's seven types of mashkin: yayin, which is wine; dvash is made out of dates; shemen is oil; cholov. Dvash over here means regular honey. Shemen is oil from different, from olives, etc. Cholov, milk; tal, dew; dam is blood; and mayim. Those are the seven types of mashkin. Mitzdarfin, lifsel, esagavia, verivius. They all amount to the shear of revius, which is the amount of mashka a person, which is tame. If a person drinks that amount, he becomes nifsel from eating truma. He may not eat truma. Ze choyme. This is a stringency from when we come to drinking waters which are tamei over the halachas of mikveh. Also, by shah mashkim kemayim, that we say there is compatibility between different types of liquids and they're all mitzdarf, versus what we said previously by a mikveh, that other mashkim are not considered mushuk to the mikveh, and they will remain pasul. If they are tamei, they don't become tar, and furthermore, the psul of shuvim is only by mayim and not by other mashkim.